Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Okay, let's start walking. Well, good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning, mate. We're doing this. I suppose we should sort of.
We are practicing good social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
We're out for a run.
Yeah, we're doing all that. We're
but
doing
we're
all
2 meters from each other. Everything's clean.
Yeah, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to go for a run and we're going to be a distance from each other. And we're also aware that everything we say might immediately become outdated because everything's moving so fast.
Well, is that because someone took the time to get in touch and tell us a podcast from less than a week ago is out of date?
I actually missed that.
Yeah.
I actually missed that.
I think it's important to be kind, isn't it, in these times when everyone's online?
Yeah, there's a lot of panic, and it manifests itself in loads of different ways. And listen, I'm not above it myself, so it's
we've all done it.
It's just, but I'm saying there might be things that we do. We're going to be light and honest, and we're going to talk about being scared, and there'll be funny bits, and we don't want to offend anyone.
Most importantly, we're going to run,
and we're going to go for a run.
So, have you done any running since I saw you last? Ow! Just my ankle.
Not really. No,
I don't want to use the NHS.
I had a really gentle run yesterday, but not really, no. Just because I've been a little bit... I'm still getting over that injury, and also I've been in a little bit sort of... a bit of a war footing looking after the family and stuff. It's been quite chaotic. How about you? You've been doing more running, obviously.
Yeah, I was trying to more fundamentally, you know, in the selfish rejigging of the... marathon training,
right?
Just trying to come up with some kind of plan,
right?
Which fits where I'm at, you know.
Yeah.
And maintains fitness.
Yeah, because it's going to be this thing above all. I mean, it's probably going to be a marathon, not a sprint. So runners should be better set than most if they can still run.
Well, it's a funny thing. There's a couple of things that I think that marathon training teaches us about this situation. For example, well, it's also the other side of that is being in comedy, you know. We're in this community of people whose day job, and in many cases, all sorts of income and livelihood, just disappeared.
Yes.
Like a light switch going off.
Yes.
And,
as it did for many, didn't it? All over.
And of course, that's just one example of that happening. And I think that it's absolutely fantastic how many people have done wonderful creative things with this. You know, have a brilliant idea, some kind of whatever it might be. We're all going to do this every day. I'm going to do that. You can watch me do this. And I'm thinking this is absolutely great. But it gave me a little frisson of fear because what that is the start line of the marathon. And you've got all that fitness and all those skills and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But just remember, if you're going to start, you know, if you kind of... stop doing live comedy gigs on Wednesday, and by Friday, you're doing a daily podcast from, you know, your back bedroom. Just be ready to still be doing that 4 weeks after that. You know what I mean?
Or not.
Or not.
And also, I also think that in terms of, we're all going to have to calibrate and judge it, but a lot of comedy can quickly become redundant /tasteless quite quickly.
Yes.
So it's incredibly hard to judge.
Yeah.
And I think we're still in the panic adjustment phase.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what this is yet.
And another comedy staying home issue is there's a lot of talk of live streaming and people trying to create situations where comedians get paid to perform, which, frankly, we're all for. But, again, if that was easy, comedy clubs wouldn't exist.
Yeah. So, but also, as well, you're dealing with... No one's going to have any money.
No, that's right.
So, but it's all the manifestation of this thing of, like, people being scared, as we all are, and not that thing of, like, how can I be of use? What am I going to do? And that might take a bit of time to work out.
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes it's like a good tweet I saw the other day from someone who said, wait, so a playwright is not a key worker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, so that's bringing it back to kind of the philosophy of running. I think that it's a marathon, not a sprint, is a really good one. I can't think of a context right now where, apart from the sheer pomposity of it, but anyway, if you've done a marathon, you know, you get so excited by the start line, you're already, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But really, you've just got to park that for 20 miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
between
now, when all the ideas are bubbling up and you've got plans and you're going to do this and that, and the moment when you're really going to need it, really need to bed in and keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
You've got 20 miles of southeast London.
Yeah.
Or equivalent.
Yes.
To slog through higher.
Yeah, and you're going to need similar. I mean, we didn't plan on this. We've sort of launched into how is this similar to a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, one key thing is...
Damn it, I haven't seen this week's script.
One of these things is, as well, you don't really know what it's going to be like.
No.
You can prepare all you want. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen on the day.
Absolutely. Well, that comes in, because that's the other thing we said. Years ago we said this, and I never thought it would have this relevance. But it's given me real comfort. And I think we did start talking about it a couple of weeks ago, when the primary concern was maybe they'll cancel an event, you know.
Yes, yeah,
and,
yeah.
The thing is that if you have a plan and you have to change it completely, that doesn't mean that plan was a waste of time.
Yes, yeah.
It's all to do with your elasticity, you know.
Yeah.
I was talking to our friend Pia online.
Yeah.
Who has experience in lockdown, because she was in lockdown in Belgium during the sort of terrorist thing a couple of years
ago. Right, okay.
And also incredibly keen runner.
Right.
You know, so someone who's literally been around the block in terms of what do you do if you're about to do a marathon and you have to stay in your house, you know?
Right, yeah.
And we were saying how it's not just about, I think almost any runner has talked about the guy who's done a marathon on his balcony.
Right.
And, you know, good luck to him.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. But in a way, that guy didn't change his plan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of... everyone reacts in different ways. I mean, that's an example of a kind of bullish determination, which we're also going to need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? But it's not something I'm going to do.
No. But if you are the person who was going to do a marathon, and then you hear of that guy, and you think, God, I'm not going to do that. Well, then, goodness
sake,
that's fine. Because changing a plan is part of the strength.
I think there's a powerful argument to be said for the most important thing you can do during all this is not give it to anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you start from that fundamental...
Can I say that at that moment, Paul, we were doing a really deft manoeuvre where no one got within 2 metres of anyone.
If you were
proving it on the ground, friend.
If you start with that as a... as a premise,
yeah,
and then move on from there.
That's right.
But it's undoubtedly, it's just scary times. Every day seems to last about 3 weeks, doesn't it? What it's doing for time is incredible, isn't
well,
it?
Well, my kids, obviously school's closed up at the end of last week, and my kids brought their stuff home on Thursday.
Right.
And we had a big meeting about how it was going to work at home. Cheers.
Well done. Cheers, and, mate. Good luck with it.
And then, you know, we talked about it on Friday. It starts today because they're basing it on school hours and stuff like this.
Right, right.
And anyway, so we had a good day of it on Friday. And Saturday of it on Saturday. You know, all good stuff. Nice, happy home. Lots going on.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for the internet, etc. Anyway, Saturday night, my daughter said to me, there we go, day two.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what... I think that's... people are constantly again, like we said, how early we are into this process.
Yeah.
Take care. And people are scared.
Yeah, that's right. But hopefully, we're trying to tell people from our body language that we'll be steering as clear of them as they will be of us. It's a complicated thing.
Yeah.
And of course, some people right now, and this is the kind of thing I think that we'll definitely date, even if the shutters don't come down on London, I will say I think that people do seem to be catching on.
Yes. Yeah.
Slowly. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, we all saw the news and some of us saw the streets at the weekend.
Yeah.
But
there was a
it's
lot
gradually
of people
trickling down. It's probably too late. Who knows?
There was a lot of people at the weekend going for a walk in the park and then being disgusted by everyone who'd gone for a walk in the park.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Or queuing up at supermarkets and then being disgusted by everyone else who was queuing at the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's so. But that's another manifestation of being scared, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's scared.
And fundamentally on Facebook, you know, we always get in that situation because it's an echo chamber. I got absolutely, my timeline, absolutely full of people complaining about a certain thing, which I don't know anyone who is doing or indeed is likely to be listening.
Well, I know some quite bright people have been really slow to catch up on this.
Yeah.
Including my own children.
Yeah.
Because they've come from a university end of year parties that have been brought forward.
A time of great social distance and hygiene anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. They have not been doing it.
No.
And now, so I just assume, I'm acting around the house like they've got it.
Yeah.
And they're eating in separate rooms, and I'm cleaning all the surfaces.
Yeah.
And I'm doing everything I can, whilst being aware that I'm probably going to get it.
Go up that platform.
You know.
There's no
one
on it.
You just do your best.
Oh.
Well, you go and I'll go.
Oh, good idea. So well, the old station on the park can walk. It's incredible. And the other thing in light of what we're saying, well, not your kids around the house, but people out and about, is the weather is so beautiful.
Yes.
You can get out.
Yeah.
And not be near
close.
Other people. Then, of course, it will, A, get you some exercise, but B, just get you some joy.
Yeah, it's a lovely day for a pandemic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely glorious.
It's literally perfect running weather.
Yeah, but no,
it's
but
sunny, it's still, and it's a bit cold.
But we had all that. Beep, 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 beep. We had that. And it's, there's something sort of a little bit biblical about the whole thing, isn't it? Because this came at the end of 3 weeks of the most incredible storms, didn't
it? Yeah.
Every weekend it was just
and that was that
destroying
time
us.
When all the taps of your house ran with blood.
Yeah. That was an odd moment.
That was a very strange weekend.
Yeah. I must say good luck, mate. Take care, brother. My wife's been everyone
Plague
deals with
frogs.
It different. My wife's she's quite calm.
Yeah.
She's quite a calm person, and sometimes I worry that tips over into a bit of a blasé attitude. Basically, I'm Sergeant Major around the house.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks I'm an absolute idiot.
That's right.
And I'm prepared to be the idiot.
You're a little bit like a metaphor for Britain.
Yeah.
The house full of people saying, don't make a fuss.
Yeah.
And the other guy saying, sometimes, maybe a little bit of fuss.
Because there's no downside to overreacting to this.
No.
Apart from, obviously, economic damage, etc. in the future. But now, there's no downside to that.
No.
So,
it can't
I will happily be the idiot.
Yeah.
And I'll hope that they're true. It amazes me that some people seem offended by the fact that you don't want to hug them when you see them.
Yeah.
I love hugging. But this isn't a time for hugging.
No, that's
I
right.
love physicality.
See, I think that's the funny you should say that, because I think, despite being a deeply gregarious person, I've got a slightly overactive sense of spatial awareness.
Right.
And I've been avoiding people like this for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Thank you, sorry
about that. I know a few people have been, this totally suits their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they've been like this for an awful long time.
Yeah.
But they're scared as well. They can't believe it, but they're scared as well.
Yeah. So, just to talk about running, I did a lot of running last week.
Yeah.
I ran, my new plan is, and it incorporates a certain desperation.
Yeah.
And a certain amount of time on hands, right?
Right.
My plan into the future, until we know what's happening next,
yeah,
is to run 30 miles a week.
Yes.
And to plank,
yeah,
30 minutes.
Yeah.
I recently cracked the 5-minute plank.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
So I did that from Monday to Saturday last week, and I ran Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
And what's good about this thing, because basically, I took, you know, these days I would say if I was going to keep stay running, I would say, you know, it used to be 21 miles, we could go 25.
Right.
And in a moment of kind of, I still wanted to be desperate, I still want to have the edge of marathon training.
Right.
I just added the 5.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to chase it a little bit.
Yeah. What I like about that is that it factors in the fact that you don't want to wear down your immune system.
Yeah.
Because this is all about your immune system.
Yes, well.
So yeah. Anything you do to bump it up. So you don't want to do incredible mileage.
It shouldn't be bust and boom. Yeah, that's yeah. Right. It should be ticking over.
I'm going to run 2 times a day every day.
Yeah.
At least 5-7 miles.
Great.
And then loads of exercises like in between.
How long are you planking now?
Yeah. 27 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. Just
taking it easy.
You just planked the Lord of the Rings.
Morning, you're okay, mate.
Director's
look
cut.
After yourself. He's a neighbour.
See, dogs. I don't know any dogs that know how far 2 metres is.
No. I just see every dog as a super spreader.
Something we can look into, you know, training dogs to be able to recognise the length of one Richard Osman.
Yeah. Such bizarre. I mean, we're running around the world with no football, no churches, no the structure.
No comedy.
People are, and that's what people are faced with, isn't it? It's going to be very testing of people's mental health, isn't it?
Yeah.
Including our own. I don't put myself above any of this.
That's right. Ooh, someone's down. Don't help.
Oh, mate, are you okay? You're all right, mate. Oh, yeah.
I want listeners to understand that when I entreated Paul to not help, I didn't mean don't help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You meant don't pick him up.
Don't touch the lad.
Yeah.
He fell off his bike. Oh, it's just funny enough, just on the other side of the bridge we just crossed, I was thinking that another group who were both blessed and cursed with a strong sense of social distancing is new cyclists.
Yes, yeah.
Because they, you know, it's like a weak skier,
yeah.
As I know full well, speaking as one. You know, you really don't want people getting anywhere near.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would literally lead to falling over.
There's an awful lot of... there's an awful lot of what people... saying what we're making a fuss about.
Yeah.
And that really fucking annoys me. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. You had to swear. Now Steve's got to cut that
sorry.
Out. Well, it's
that
crazy,
really,
isn't it? I mean, the conceit of it is just incredible.
Yeah.
Because this is a worldwide crisis. You know what I mean? The world isn't making a fuss, waiting to catch up with the guy in Tesco who said, I just want a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like, whatever this is, it's not only anything.
Yeah.
Global people
that's
don't
well
want to crash economies.
Yeah.
But, you know, because people don't want lockdowns. I mean, the repercussions for mental health, domestic abuse, it's unfathomable.
Anyone with any other medical condition,
yeah,
whether you're pregnant or you've got cancer, or, you know.
To say it's only anything really winds me up.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very, at best, it's a selfish perspective.
And
deluded, really.
I wonder whether that's...
It's a defence mechanism.
Yeah, I wonder whether it's another manifestation of fear.
Yeah.
Because a guy who lives close to me came out with that this morning. And I know he's of a very depressed mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering whether he's saying that to protect himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like a friend of mine who was having a wash this morning in North Africa, you know. He's in denial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see what I did?
I did. It's good to know that some things remain constant. And also it's worth saying that I am hungover at this moment, just in this kind of things that don't change theme.
Good. If we came out on a Monday and you weren't hungover, yeah. People would know that things... But equally, you know, we're aware of where we're at. Talking of becoming irrelevant. You know, if there's a lockdown and we can't go out and run,
yeah,
we'll understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll remember this time.
Yes,
and you'll be
yeah,
able
yeah,
to
yeah,
listen
yeah.
to us now.
Yeah, we're going to try
Thanks.
And... thank you, sorry.
Cheers.
We're going to try and do it remotely if we can.
We have a plan.
We're going to
ultimately, I've done all I can, but if that does happen, the worst of that is that sooner or later, you are going to have to open up a laptop and drag and drop.
Yes. Yeah.
How
yeah,
does
yeah.
that feel at this stage?
Pretty traumatic. But in the wider scheme of things, it's something I'm prepared to do.
You're good. He's a good man.
The tech idiot that is Tonks, prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, learn a new thing and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to have to stop a little and stretch here because my calf's already
yeah, good idea.
A little bit tighty.
That's the other thing, is you've got to hold on to that fitness. Partly, yeah. again, it's like a metaphor, isn't it? Partly just so you can keep on running. It was a friend of ours who was injured saying, oh, I really want to go for a run. It's just wait a bit longer.
Yeah.
Because you want to be able to run. Although, if then, well, because Sophie Raworth was saying yesterday in Italy now, you're not allowed to run
yeah.
more than a few hundred metres from your house.
Same in Spain as well. They're yeah. locking you up, aren't they?
So.
Yeah, it's unimaginable.
If you're listening around the world and you're currently appalled by what we're up to, it is difficult. It's hard to know what to do, but definitely not touching anything, not
be
going
aware we're
near
on,
anyone.
And we know that we might be on borrowed time.
Exactly.
In Germany, they've got the thing that. No more than two people can congregate. And we're not congregating. We're at a significant distance.
Yes.
I think we're doing okay, mate.
If we could avoid talking to each other, we would be, but the podcast would suffer from that very badly.
A few people have been reaching out to me, already worried about my drinking, actually.
Yeah.
Which is nice of them to express their concern. Don't worry too much, though. It's going to be okay. I've been occasionally... talking about booze on social media, but really yeah. it's just jokes. I'm okay.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know, make be blasé out of it or make light of it, but really, it would be foolish to not drink at all.
Yes, sort of. But
obviously, that's not, that,
the
problem. That was a little joke for me there.
Yeah, the problem is if you drink too much, you wake up hungover and you think you've got the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you end up in really spiralling anxiety.
Yeah.
Go on Twitter and then it's everything scary then.
Absolutely.
And that's no good for anyone.
I picked up the, drinking rules. Okay, do you want to hear my drinking
yeah,
rules?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested.
You probably notice we're just scratching the surface of all the rules I've created for myself in the last fortnight.
I'm fascinated by what you've put in place. Because I know it's going to be pretty... pretty detailed.
If you want, I can put some gloves on, wipe you down a laminated copy of my manifesto, and send it over.
Tell me, let's compare houses. You do your house first with rules and what's happening.
Okay.
Talk me through it.
Well, starting with me.
Yeah.
I've got the grown-ups.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Me and my wife. Let's just get through this road bit.
Yeah. Me and my wife have got some... pretty detailed to-do lists.
Right.
I'm planking every day, stretching every day.
Right.
Exercising three times a week.
That's good. Yeah.
Running 30 miles a week.
Good.
That includes running 5 kilometres as fast as I can on a Saturday morning.
Right.
In the privacy of my own privacy, obviously.
So you're keeping that in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll come back to that. And
watch out.
And don't get run over, not right now. Or any time. Then the kids, we're really trying to...
just going to have to walk a bit because my
we want them to have autonomy, you know what I mean? We want them
right.
to keep up with schoolwork
right.
and keep up with the rhythm in life.
Yeah.
And but on the other hand, without us saying... Now go and do maths, children.
Right.
Because that's just not going to fly, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, 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 fair enough.
We're essentially
fair
a bunch enough. Of grown-ups sharing a house, so
yes.
let's give each other our space. The interesting yeah. thing, and it's not sort of positive or negative, it's just a thing, is that... Thank you. Is that...
Hey, baby, look at
dog.
You.
Osman, think Osman.
Cute little dog.
Still, we've just come through the Jackson's Lane corner of Highgate.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about my kids is that one of them has got, you know, loves this stuff, wants the autonomy.
Right.
Is literally drawing out action plans and
right.
and doing loads of, like, really good sort of contemporary self-care
right.
type stuff.
Yeah.
In quite a formalised way.
Right.
And the other one is like...
A bit like you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And the other is like, why can't I just read?
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
Till, you know, for the next 4 to 6 to weeks, months.
Yeah.
You know, and that is just their personalities. And it's really interesting. In a way, I suppose it's good for us to try and find a balance of a situation at home that's going to be good for both of them.
Yeah,
but short term, neither of them really mind.
My calf's really hurting a lot now. We're going to have to walk for a little bit.
And, okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I don't want to injure you on it.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
We should. Do you want to turn back?
No. We'll just. Do you mind just walking?
Yeah,
we'll just
walk.
I might be able to jog a little bit when it gets softer. It's just hurt. It's just. It's still injured, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The part of the obviously that makes this so difficult is we don't know the time frame, and that's very difficult for everyone, isn't it? That uncertainty.
Well, in all seriousness, joking about these action plans and things, I just note that my personal, psychology is such. That short term I can make a plan. This is what I'm going to be doing day to day, week by week.
Yeah.
Long term, I haven't got any real sense of this finishing.
Yeah.
I know that it's supposed to. I know that it's going to, I suppose. But I don't. I can't get my head around that.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
So when people say, "Oh, so and so," you know, in comedy again, people say, "Well, the new date for the gig is on this," and great,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely pointless.
I'd love to be thinking
it's
about
pointless.
Whether to do the London Marathon or the Manchester Marathon,
but I'm
not going to think about it yet.
No, I don't.
Because they're a week apart, guys.
I think it's just an exercise in chunking everything down moment to moment awareness.
That's
isn't
right.
It? Really, just like on an action footing, whilst. Understanding that there's huge unknowables, do you know what I mean? It's just like,
and do you think everyone's
give yourself a break, you know?
Do you think everyone's waiting desperately to hear what my drinking rules are?
I think that they're going to need our leadership at this difficult time.
Well, this is the Deering way. The biggest thing when I
I'm just imagining the movie Cocktail around your house with you as Tom Cruise.
Oh, there's been some mixology. I'll give you that. It was really funny the other day when we thought we didn't have anything to drink, and there's like, oh, actually, we've got a bottle of Hendrix and a cucumber,
right.
And a few cans of Sun Lime Tonic. So instead of nothing to drink, we've got pretty much the nicest gin and tonic
you could
imagine.
Nice.
But yeah, there's been a lot of cocktails because this guy's drilling, how thrilling. I still haven't had any beer.
Oh, that's good. That's good, yeah.
So just from a kind of calorie and weight gain point of view, but also I suppose from a kind of a sense of like drinking all day, you know?
Right, yeah.
You know, beer can just really spin out into hours of senseless calorific alcohol intake.
Yeah, and that's going to be, that's...
So that's it. I've stayed with that rule, no beer. And the new rule, as of today, because it's Monday,
right,
is no drinking during the week.
Right. That'd be great. I mean, that's sort of not to be. I find myself self-pleasuring a lot less.
Oh, great. Well, I've been wanting to find out what your schedule was.
It's like I don't fancy myself anymore. It's really... I don't know whether that's a kind of... I'm on a war footing thing. I don't want to waste energy.
It surprised you, though, because you are flaming hot. Yeah. I mean, look at him in the
sunshine. Honestly, I'm not... I'm just not feeling it. Yeah, I look at myself and it's...
There's been no change in the physicality.
Come on, let's do this. Right. Let's do this quickly.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. Good luck on the hill.
Thank you.
It's busy down here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit busy down this little thing. We might have to switch lanes. People have been fairly respectful, aren't they? I mean, I went for a walk. We went to Victoria Park.
Yeah.
At the weekend.
Yeah.
And some runners were...
Some runners were...
They were spitting near other people.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, outrageous, isn't
it? Yeah.
Come on, mate. Get a grip.
Would be happier not going near anyone.
Yeah.
It's partly what we're supposed to be doing, and it's partly fear, but good habits, I suppose, is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of... Sorry, mate.
But it reminds me also of what I was going to say about the kids around the house. It's obviously not just them. Thank goodness for the internet.
Yes.
We're so connected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in really sophisticated ways.
But as ever it's a blessing and a curse, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
Everything's good there, everything's bad there.
You've got to moderate it.
It's sort of...
It's life.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, we are fundamentally connected in a way that we just plain wouldn't be, even a couple of years ago, let alone a generation ago.
Yeah. As I say, the main problem that I'm dealing with is I just assume that the kids arrived with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My daughter is in a new relationship with this guy, and they're sort of having a sort of corona honeymoon.
Great.
Just flowering while this is all kicking off.
Yeah, I can
She thinks that. He might have it. She doesn't want to leave him because she won't see him for 2 weeks. She assumes she's got it. It's just...
And did you go and pick her up and bring her home?
Not yet, no.
Oh, she's still there?
She's still there.
Oh, I see. I thought she'd come home.
I mean, I know people whose daughters in Bristol on her own with it.
Yeah.
Going through it, started panicking last night, called an ambulance out.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people having very stressed scenarios.
Yeah, of course. Wow.
I was chatting to a mate this morning who's on his own in Oxford. He's got it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vulnerable people out there, isn't there? I find myself ringing people more and just checking in with people a lot, as much for me as for them, to be honest. But I'm trying to... There's some people who've got less support systems than others.
That's another rule, isn't it? I think ultimately if I think of a friend, I get in touch with them, and if any friend gets in touch with me, I just chat to them. Do you know what I mean? Just think that we're all... life is a live chat now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's where we'll be in a running wise
yeah,
in a very real sense. We could well be, running on the spot in our back gardens talking on the phone.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
And that will be fine, listeners. We'll keep it running centric.
Yes.
But that's the thing, it's funny, that's the fundamental we were saying last time is, you know, that sometimes, a lot of time, the time, normal things seem preposterous. But equally, we can't sit around just thinking about...
No.
You know, we've all got to carry on.
We're going to find it.
We've got to try and keep calm and carry on.
Yeah. And that's why I sort of think that we crave a lockdown.
Yeah.
Because then we'll know. It's like the nation's your child who needs boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought we were in it. Maybe I was slightly not quite as sensitive to where the internet was at. Or maybe it's because it's been coming for weeks and it will come sooner or later. And it should have been here 3 weeks ago. But, last week when my wife had a cough and there was talk of lockdown, I just assumed, I thought that was it. We're going in. And I was working out how we were going to survive on the food. I mean, I've really worked out how the blooming kitchen cupboard works.
Right.
But honestly, with the four of us,
yeah,
no matter what I do, we run out of food every sort of 5 days.
It's amazing. Well, yeah, I mean, I've been... Because there's been times when we've had, like, 10 people coming through.
Yeah.
Because my relatives were on the way to Canada to see someone who had motor neuron disease. So they're isolated in different rooms. Everyone's eating in separate rooms.
Yeah.
But my goodness, they go through a lot of food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't been... I have not been panic buying, but I've been going down most days to top up because that machinery, and also no one's eating out anymore.
No, so that's right.
And that's what the economy's straining at, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's...
And I don't, I mean, I've been to the shops, I mean, as little as possible, but I've been a couple of times since we were last out.
Right.
And, it's scary.
Yeah, some of the...
The woman who came into the shop and went... I was a long way from her.
Yeah.
Got any paracetamol? I wish you were in your house.
It's amazing how... I think maybe when you've got kids to look after, everyone reacts to it differently, but you're really across that as a dad. And it brings all your dad stuff, doesn't it? How can I get people through this safely?
Yeah.
I was chatting to a mate the other day, lives in South London, lovely fella. Just a little bit green behind the ears, maybe, but coming from a totally...
A little bit green or a little bit wet behind the ears. I think green behind the ears is
green,
a new... A
little bit green and wet.
That is a symptom that I've not heard about.
Well, listen, this is a mutating
check
virus.
Check my ears! Check my ears!
This is a mutating virus, and I am hungover. He's out in this... He's one of those, like, I'm having a great day. I'm finding myself doing more walking. I'm really enjoying it. I'm like, oh, that's great. That's great. Good.
Yeah.
And he says, this is 1 p.m. He goes, I'm going to the supermarket, get my weekly shop. I said, there won't be anything there.
Yeah.
He said, no, what you want? He said, I know it'll be a little bit, but of course it'll be. I said,
there won't be anything there.
I said, there'll be
there.
Nothing there. Yeah. So we chat for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He gets to the supermarket. He goes,
there's nothing here.
He goes, there's nothing here. I'm like, how can you be surprised by that
at this
stage?
But that's the fundamental, isn't it? I think that is the... I think if people are trying to understand people whose behaviour appalls them, I think fundamentally... It's hard for people to get hold of this until they experience it for themselves.
Yeah,
whether it's seeing an empty shelf with your own eyes or having that message from a relative or a friend who says, yeah, I've got it, I'm staying in.
Yeah.
You know, changes your whole perspective.
And it's also, don't get me wrong, I'm aware that it's very psychologically shocking to see empty food aisles.
And
it makes me really appreciate all the local shops in London.
Yeah.
Who still seem to be well stocked at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that the lockdown will make, it'll calm everyone down, because you won't be able to do that then.
Yeah.
To panic buy. But it's, it's just, it's really, really heightened times, isn't it? I'm actually, I actually want to talk about this actually and see what you think. And maybe throw it to people listening, because I don't know everyone's looking to know what the right thing is to do.
Yeah.
And all the sort of community charity things are all a bit still chaotic at the moment. Nothing's really settled yet. Everyone wants to help, but no one knows what to do, sort of thing.
Yes.
I've basically applied to work at my local co-op as a shelf stacker.
Yeah, good.
Because, but I don't know. There's a few things around it. One is, you know, I've always loved supermarkets.
Yeah.
Another one is, I always said when I retired I was going to work in a supermarket.
Yeah.
This gives me a sort of window to do that.
Yeah.
It's helping. It's the front line of where everything is in terms of culture for me at the moment. It's all about the supermarket.
That's and you're where, having that affair with that woman who works there.
That's where all the... Yeah. And there's that woman with the moody eyes. No, that's Tesco Express. I'm talking co-op.
Oh, thank
who's
goodness.
To say what can happen in
that
our lunch...
That could have got
who's to say what can happen in our lunch hour?
And my first thought is, I'm not sure you should be going out and getting a job if coronavirus is in your house. You know, I'm sure that it isn't in your house.
Well, no, it might be. But
these two elements of your story seem to be in conflict with each other.
Yeah, but we're going to...
Apart from that, it sounds like a great...
We're going to isolate for 10, 14 days. But it's also, but is it ethical? And also, above and beyond that, I want to write a book about it.
Yeah.
I want to write about it, because I think it's fascinating what's going on in supermarkets. I want to celebrate supermarkets and talk about it.
Yeah.
But above and beyond all that, is it ethical to take someone's job who might need it a lot more than I do? That's the thing, isn't it? And I mean, I'm even offering to volunteer. I said I'll do it for free, but is that ethical?
Yeah.
Are you taking someone else's labour at this time when, let's face it, people are going to need it?
Well, you could take the money and give the money away. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, it's not something everyone's going to want to be doing.
Yeah. I think, I'll tell you what, there's loads of people handing in applications at supermarkets that I'm walking around. Because I chat to people who work in supermarkets all the time.
Yeah.
And there's guys who are just, they're throwing applications in constantly.
Yeah.
It really is getting quite desperate out there already. A lot of people have lost their jobs, aren't they, very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And ultimately, you know, that means everyone's lost their income. You know, yeah. It's very unusual to be in a situation where you can just lose your job overnight and think, well, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And you know, the government's trying to do something about it, and everyone's like, yeah, do something about it. It's like, well, sooner or later, like you say, it just feeds back. You know, someone somewhere has to take the hit on that.
Yes, yeah.
Probably the global economy, hopefully not. It's good if the government does take action, because it shouldn't be the individual that bears the brunt. But
I think that...
There's individuals bearing the brunt right now, aren't there?
Yeah, in the short term. But I'm chatting to people who work in television. They can hardly breathe. They're so stressed.
Yeah.
They're so... The industry... Obviously, industries have collapsed everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's how can you be of use, isn't it?
Yeah.
I volunteered to help distribute food at a school with a, because his head, my mate's a head teacher, and she's staying and just looking after the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's what can you do, isn't it? It's a difficult one.
Yeah, well, like I said last time we were out, if the most helpful thing you can do is stay home.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough action. That doesn't give you any sense of agency or forward motion or like you're...
Totes. But you can't stay home for 4 months.
No, because you'd run out of food.
Yeah, well, it's just not going to happen. I mean, you just can't... And also, there's no need to if you're self-isolated and you haven't got it.
Yeah.
It's just not... It's a big question that everyone's going to have to ask themselves, isn't it? Is what did you do in the big corona crisis? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But honestly,
and the answer to that is still to be formed, you know. Of course, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Daddy, what did you do in the war?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But to be fair, Co-op haven't got back to me yet. They might not give me the job. And I totally understand if they don't, because you look at your CV, and I worked in Hinton's in like 1987 to 1989.
Yeah.
Doesn't look that impressive.
Also, you have applied for 3 20-minute shifts a week on Fridays and Saturdays.
It's
the comedian schedule.
I've done it now. Give us a light on 18.
You might think the timing on this is immaculate, but we're in the back doubles of Queenswood.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Strolling to keep your...
Sorry about this.
No, we don't want you injured. So
sorry, it's truncated, man.
It's doing us good. But I did, as we came up that slope back there, I noticed something.
Go on then.
Nice shorts.
Oh, I you could say I wore these almost to goad you.
Yeah.
They are pretty gorgeous,
aren't they? 2 meter shot of these nice shorts. In fact, I'm literally going to zoom in so you can see them properly. Take your hand away. It's in front of the bit that says 40 years of the London Marathon.
They are quite... That was just the latest rescue package. Sent from the lovely mates at New Balance. I almost wore the funky top as well, but I didn't want to tip you over the edge.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We're all quite vulnerable at the
moment.
They are nice shorts.
They're really nice.
So, and how's it going to be? I mean, for us around the house as a family...
Yeah. As listeners, we all want you to stay home.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna stay home until I know that no one's got it in the house.
A paranoid through line in the listener's head is going, mystery boyfriend passes virus to your daughter, passes virus to you, you pass it to the baked beans at Co-op.
Yeah.
Do you see? This is. I'm sure you're aware and on top of this whole scenario.
But at some stage, one has to accept... As well, you're gonna that 70-80% of people in this country are gonna get it. I'm doing everything I can not to get it, whilst accepting that at some stage I probably will. So I'm boosting my immune system.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to help people less vulnerable and that's it.
Herd immunity going.
No, it's not. Well, that's an inevitable byproduct, isn't it? A lot of people are gonna get the virus.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it my imagination? Are you walking off? You're a lot, long way further away.
I'm not getting closer. No, it's crazy, isn't it? I was just thinking how it's just incredibly. Keep having to recognise this. Like you were saying, what was it? Mark Nelson, comedian Mark Nelson, was saying when he gets, when it's all back to normal, he's back doing comedy. See, exactly the kind of daydreaming that I can't do, but I'm fascinated to hear about. And he was saying he's just going to be much more. He's going to be silly. And I just think it's so brilliant. It is important to remember how surreal this is. Yeah, I was just thinking there, we're walking through the woods.
Yeah.
Talking about this. The woods are gorgeous.
Not many people here.
No, which is
and
good.
We don't, and we're walking towards a park that we don't know whether it's going to be open.
Yeah. And whether we can run around it.
Yes.
I mean, at this rate, it's going to take us a long time.
Yeah.
Because we're still walking away from my house.
Yeah.
And yours.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing,
my son is excellent at chess.
Yeah.
And I found him a chess app so he can play with his friends.
Right.
And I think he has played with someone like a total stranger on the other side of the world.
Right.
But me and him have also played a fair bit.
Right.
And yesterday we ended up playing chess online.
Right.
In the same room as each other.
Right.
Sending messages in the sidebar saying, this is a bit surreal, isn't it?
Hello. Look at all this. Hey, oh, hello. Hello, mate.
And
big pack of dogs.
And the funny thing about chess is, of course, you know, it's an ancient strategy game about the art of war.
Yes.
But
as I
shimmied around the board in the little L's of the knight and the wide arching, slice through manoeuvres of the queen.
Yeah.
I thought it's a good social distancing game.
Yeah. It is. There's a lot of... But
the thing is, on the chessboard, you get a lot of checks. And we're not getting nearly enough of those.
No.
In society.
No, we're not yet, as yet, no. And the... But, you know, Martin Elton saying things are going to be a lot sillier. It's just too early.
Yeah, it's too early.
It's all too early to say.
Well, I think, yeah. It's a good thing to tell yourself, but that's all it is at this stage.
He's trying to control the scenario that... That's uncontrollable, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah. But I think that
trying
to control
enough.
It, like, you, like, what's your phrase? We'd look for a pattern, a framework to...
Yeah, you're trying to give yourself a pattern of meaning, aren't you?
Yeah,
a framework.
I totally
get that. Every day is like Sunday.
Yeah.
Every day is like Sunday. But I really miss the gigging.
Yeah.
This weekend, because that is our structure, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like an ache, isn't it? It's like a physical ache.
Yeah.
And
a cough. An ongoing dry cough.
Yeah, yeah. And if so, check yourself in. And they won't take you because they're fully up. They're absolutely full.
Checks.
It really hit me when they
a lot of people here.
Stopped church services, when they stopped mass. That really.
Yeah, yeah.
Just made me realise how much I missed it.
Well, it's the Reverend Richard Coles saying that him and his curate or whoever it was were in the church, which was close to everyone else. He said, obviously, the last first time there was two people in here doing a liturgy with no one else here since about 1350.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I know Giles Fraser's been on Twitter talking about it. Just when you close the churches, it's got real, Edinburgh. Things got real.
Well... Yeah, I think that feels like that to you because you go to church.
Yeah.
I think, you know, devil's advocate this thing, you could say that this is a kind of element of society which was operating on a skeleton staff anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah. You can't live society on crisis levels all the time, can you?
No, but there might be places around the world where everyone's still congregating you congregate to, I don't know, go to a church service.
Yeah.
In places where that's the backbone of the community.
Yeah.
I should think that those people are finding a way to do it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, if they're doing it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's made people realise, and I said this last week, how much they like being together, doesn't it? I mean, literally, we're going to have to force a law to stop people being together.
Yeah.
Because obviously just telling them isn't going to work.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is going to have to be enforced.
And different perspectives, you know, I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. We have hubs, you know, you're in different ways, yet parallel ways. You and I have a kind of communal hub for a home.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of pretty much adults of different ages moving in and out of a space that we love to be in.
Yeah.
If you're at a different point in life, then you might find that your home, even if you're sort of like happy and well and solvent, you still might have a home, which is much more like a, I mean, just a place to put your bag down.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I was talking about a friend who went round to another friend's house, you know, went in and sat at the far end of their sofa and had a glass of wine and then came away again, because otherwise, what are they going to do?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And again, you see, every time I say something like that, I can just imagine people listening and going, ah, shall I stay at home? Just because in other countries, everyone's staying in all the time.
Yeah.
I suppose. That's what the internet tells me.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
The internet also tells me that even in lockdown in Italy, in Rome, people are walking around.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's impossible to police.
Yeah.
And that's why very, very rich people are going behind armed gates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if people decide they don't want to be at home, there's no way, you're just not going to be able to stop it.
Boredom, yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's, yeah, when I'm clear-eyed, it's fascinating, and when I'm hungover, it's cripplingly anxious.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
sort of like trying to find the medium between the two. Yeah,
and possibly recognise that when we feel like we're clear-eyed, we're possibly not as
clear-eyed as we think.
Yeah, yeah, we're never likely to be clear-eyed for more than a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Booze
yeah.
or not, you know, it's just yeah. Some days are going to feel like we're on top of this situation, and other days it's going to be...
Yeah, like I was saying, my wife's calm, but it can feel a bit like... That keep calm and carry on. First off, society hasn't done that, has it?
No.
keep calm, and then the first sign of panic.
Panic and stop. Panic!
Panic!
And stop.
I'm going to go to the... if it's yeah. open, it might not be open.
I'm going to try.
I'm sure it's not.
Toilet's closed.
Right, fair enough.
Oh, that's it. That's the biggest, that's the most, you know, the closest, etc. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Some great joke about how we normally go here and now we can't.
I mean, look at the tragedy of that. They've cancelled, I mean, it's an event, but they've cancelled Birds and their song.
Yeah, that hurts.
And yet we can hear it. We can still hear, yeah, but we can't hear the birds. The birds haven't stopped singing.
Birds haven't got that memo, which is good in a way.
Yeah. So how long have we got going now? I wonder whether that's a half almost.
Yeah, I think that what we should do now is, ladies and gentlemen, dear listener, we're going to go a bit further, but
yeah.
we're planning to get a bit of running today anyway. And also,
we're
going slow. So yeah. let's wrap this up now and say, you know, if you can, run on, run on. If you can't, be cool, have a nice
Don't
time.
Don't worry about it, and feel free to reach out.
Keep in touch with us. If you want to reach out and
not,
be...
Not figuratively, not physically.
Hold back. No, we'd like to talk to you, but, you know, keep it positive.
Because if there's
celebrate
one thing...
and what we must endure and enjoy each other.
Yeah. If there's one thing this has taught me is that the community's there for me as much as I'm there for them. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, it's a democracy. You know,
we're not here. I don't feel I'm sort of here for everyone else. Of course we are, but I'm also here for myself because I love doing it and I love whatever this is.
Yeah,
know?
That's right.
It's so really, really important to
keep
me.
Keep talking, keep running, yeah. keep sending us the pictures in recent days of people slipping out of dawn in beautiful places. And,
yeah.
You know, because spring is still coming.
Yes.
The skies are still blue.
Of course it is, yeah.
The flowers are opening and the birds are singing.
Yes.
And that stuff, it means something.
Yeah. I've been singing We Shall Overcome a lot around the house.
Yeah.
Real pain in the arse. Right?
Yeah.
Absolute pain.
So, we're going to wrap it up and keep in touch, and we'll start another episode in about 8 seconds, and
yes.
we'll see you then.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.